We are about to start Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches. We'll be doing the first half of the Sif, just the words of the Mechaber here. The Mechaber begins with the Halacha, Mitoch Shehutra Hotzal Litzorach Achila, Hutra Shalol Litzorach. Since Hotzal, carrying, is mutter for the sake of food on Yontif, it is even mutter not, Kagon Kotl Velulu V'Sefer Torah V'Kelim, such as to carry a child, a lulav for a mitzvah, sefer Torah to learn from, or to talein, and kelim that are going to be used. Now, for this, there's a need for some background. We find in the Gemara that there's the concept of mitok shehutra letzorach hutra namishal letzorach. The pasuk says that on yontif, ach hashiyochel lechem lechol nefesh, meleches ochel nefesh, melacha that's being done for the sake of food is mutter. So Chazal are telling us that the Iker Malachas involved in food, the Torah didn't just come along and tell us that they're mutter for food. The other Malachas are mutter for food. The Iker Malachas of food, they're mutter altogether. Now, what does that mean that they are mutter altogether? So Tosfos and the Rosh say that it's mutter altogether means if it's the Tzorach. There's got to be a real need for it. A real need. And we'll see definitions of it as we go on. According to Rashi, midaraisa, they are mutter completely. However, midarabbanan, they went and asked shalol letzorach. This is Rashi sheeted. It seems like the Rif and the Rambam also hold this way. Now, the Ran within that sheeta comes along and says that Chazal asserted something Chazal asserted something which is mukta, which means something that you can't move anyway. That Chazal asserted. But to carry, whereas everything else you're allowed to. Now the Mechaber seems to be paskening like Rashi. That means the Mechaber shita is that midaraisa it's hutra shalol tzorach altogether. It's only with Rabbanon that you need a tzorach. So all these examples that he's giving us of cotton and lulav and sefer Torah and kelim, that is all even midrabbanon, that the Rabbanon who were the ones that asserted carrying shalol tzorach said that these that you're allowed to. Whereas the Ramah we're going to see holds like Tosfos in the Rosh that it's got to be litzorach, it's got to be a real need. Now, what's included in this halacha of mitoch? So we saw how that we're talking about hotzah. The same thing goes for havara, burning, shchita, afiyah, bishul, baking, cooking, because these are the ikar malachas of ochel nefesh. Memela, they are usher for other things also. Once again, machlokus rishonim, if they're mutter altogether for everything else. Now, the Mishneh Brura does ask one kasha on the Mechaber. We'll later see in Sif Beis that the Mechaber asers to go and carry on Yontif for the sake of a non-Jew. So, Bemes, if he's pasking like Rashi, that midaraisa it's mutter even shalol tzorach, and especially lefi the Ran that it's only muktzah that is aser, then why should it be aser to carry for the sake of a non-Jew? Why isn't that called a tzorach? Unless you learn that for non-Jew is an exception, because Chazal learned lochem for you and not for non-Jews. But the pashas, that would be a kasha, whereas according to the Ramah, it's very straightforward, because it is only mutter midaraisa for certain things, for a real tzorach, and for that we learn from the pasuk that the tzorach nachri is not going to be one of those tzorachim that they're matrid for. So far we saw the Mechaber Shita, who holds that midaraisa, even shalol tzorach klal lahalachi is, there's no isser of carrying on yontif. However, midarabbanan, it's got to be something that is a real tzorach.